I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Celosia are annual flowers that are getting lots of attention. They come in two different types, coxcomb and pampas plume. The coxcomb looks like a colorful rooster's comb, and in Victorian times, were exhibited at county fairs with the biggest comb winning. The more popular plume varieties have large feathery flowers that bloom all summer. There are some new All-America Selections winning varieties available, and an unusual old one too. Kilos Candle Pink features a 2-foot-tall plant with airy pink flowers that are excellent for drying. Asian Garden grows even taller to 3 feet tall, with big, bushy pink flowers that can take a light frost. An old heirloom I'm trying in our garden is the Chinese wool plant. It dates back to the early 1900s and has red flowers that literally look and feel like bundles of wool. It grows 2 to 3 feet tall with balls of flowers on top. The other cool thing about celosia is it's related to amaranth, so the leaves are edible. Look for these varieties in garden centers as transplants or buy seeds and start them indoors. Start seeds indoors under grow lights 6 to 8 weeks before your last frost date. They like heat and warm soil, so don't rush them into the garden. Sow the small seeds on the soil surface. They need light to germinate. Only lightly cover them with fine potting soil or vermiculite. Keep the soil evenly moist. Celosia look great in containers and in the flower and vegetable garden. Use the flowers for cutting and drying and give the leaves a taste in salads and sautés. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about mountain laurel. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.